Dorothy Babala, a high school senior, uses her phone to record the sound of water beneath the Pont de Garde in the south of France. She and her classmates from Dillingham High School stand more than 70 feet above the Gardon River.
It was like the aqueduct, and it was the only source of water for like Nîmes and then some other places up the hill. And it was crazy to like think about how would they build something like that.
The Pont de Garde was just one of the highlights on a fast-paced trip. In the 10 days, Café au Lait traveled through Paris, Versailles, Avignon, Provence, Nîmes, Carcassonne, Barcelona, and Madrid. Before she left, Notre Dame was one of the places Babala said she was most looking forward to visiting.
It was mind-blowing. I was like getting lost in there, literally and like mentally.
For another Dillingham senior, the Eiffel Tower was the highlight.
Je m'appelle Liam Wright. We went up the Eiffel Tower. It was like late-ish at night, totally dark. It was raining really hard. You can go in on the top and just see out over the open city, and that was all, you know, wet and slippery. You think you feel it start to lean every time you take a step, and it's really nerve-wracking, but it's really still a beautiful view, even through the mist and the rain.
French teacher Mariah Smith and Spanish teacher Andrea Budbill have been planning this trip for over a year. Smith says that language immersion was one of the main goals.
Huge thing that I was so impressed with is the language they got to experience in like very applicable language. What are they going to do in the future? Well, hopefully travel, and then they learned all that language behind that.
For 12 of the 13 Café au Lait students, this trip was their first time outside the United States.
The hardest part was the fact that we were in big cities. It's just city life is different. So getting on metros and trying to push through crowds versus like trying to be polite, you kind of have to be a little forceful. And I think that was the hardest part.
This was Babala's first trip outside Alaska. She grins as she tells about one particular metro ride.
In Paris, I chose the wrong day to wear slippers since we were late and I didn't have time to get ready. And I wore my slippers. And I didn't know we were going on the metro, which is the train in Paris. And it's pretty rush. Either you go or you don't. And then I got shoved. It was pretty crazy. And then I lost my right side of my slipper.
Experiences like that one helped Babala overcome her pre-trip anxieties about travel.
Before the trip, I had like less experience of what it's like to like travel and the sights and like the excitement of going to a specific place like Paris and then passing through France to go to Spain soothed down the like worries, and it really helped me in a bunch of ways.
Wright has lived in Dillingham his entire life. He's grown up fishing the world's largest sockeye run and exploring Bristol Bay's rivers, mountains, and tundra. For him, this trip shifted his perception of countries across the ocean. It also changed the way he sees his hometown.
I'm still realizing how much it's opened up my mind. I'm realizing more and more how small Dillingham is. There are cities bigger than Anchorage. That's still shocking to me, even though I've been to a couple. And yeah, there are just a lot of people. There are a lot more people than I usually visualize when I think of the world population. It does make me kind of glad to be from here, that I have that perspective that I can compare going someplace crazy like Paris or Barcelona too.
The group returned April 2nd, and the students say that they're still getting caught up on schoolwork and sleep. But there's no question, the time spent raising the money for the trip and working on their French and Spanish skills was worth it. For the sights, the sounds, and the chocolate and churros. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.